Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode. Hey guys, Ollie here. Lovely to be on again. This week we're diving into exercise. And as you know, the reason we dive into these conversations with you is to give you some insight into what we do inside the Body Reset. Over the last 5 weeks, if you haven't noticed, we've gone in a sequential order of the things that we address with clients. We've talked about stress. We've talked about gut health and toxicity. We've talked about sleep. Then we talked about nutrition last week with Mandy, and now this week, exercise. These give you the small insights and pockets into how we operate inside the Body Reset, an awareness of how we've been able to get such great results with our clients in their mid-40s, 50s, especially when they feel like there's hormonal shifts or their body's not responding like it used to. The way we approach health is very different, and it's quite simply because we focus on working with the body rather than forcing you to change in a confined time constraint. And ironically, when you do that and you get your body back on your side, not only do you enjoy it more and it lasts longer, but you also allow your body to get in your side and you actually start to see that things change. You start to see that things shift. And today's talk will be very much around that as well, through this awareness of exercise through the lens of you in your mid-40s and 50s and what might be different than what it looked like 20 years ago. And there's a significant shift in subtle adjustments of how your body's operating that you need to really take in as quite big considerations in order to make the most of your body and how things function. So if you're someone who's been following us for a long time, you've gone through a fair amount of our content, but it's not sticking. You don't feel like you're really seeing the changes in your body yet. It might be the point where you ask yourself, are you willing to spend time or money at this point in order to move forward? Because we've now helped thousands of clients and we have a very repeatable process where we have transformed the lives and bodies of thousands of clients now. And every single one of our coaches knows this work. They've seen it firsthand. And we've got an incredible team. I think this is the best it's ever been with the support systems and just general infrastructure that we have behind the scenes to really help our clients get the results. So the reason I say that is if you're on the fence about working with us, if this is something that you want to dive into a little deeper, now's the time. We've just had, you know, January's out the way. We've got diving into February, March as you get into the swing of things for the year. And you need to ask yourself, you know, if you are in the same position as you are now, 6 months now, are you going to be happy with that? Or is there something that really needs to change? Is there something that you need to draw the line in the sand and really make some changes? Because consuming content is one thing. And my goal with these is to make sure I can give you some valuable insight and make those tweaks and adjustments where possible. We have thousands of clients in this group that really get benefit from that. But if you're in a space where you're not getting results, you need to overhaul this, or you simply want some structure and accountability in your corner because you have a busy life and you want to make sure that you can really be focusing on the right things. You're running the right way. You're focusing on the right steps for you. Then this might be a really good step for you to work with our team directly, at least have a conversation to see what that might look like. Understand what those obstacles are, both known and unknown. I think that's one of the biggest issues is we find that, you know, we're focusing on the things that we know about, but we're completely missing the digestive aspect or the hormonal aspect or whatever that might be. Certainly something we can look at. So if you're interested in diving into what we do inside of the Body Reset and what that might look like for you, just write invite below. And I'm going to send you through a very big overview of what the program looks like. An entire summary of our program gives you the idea of the costs, give the idea of the entire structure of the program. If that's something that you'd really want to know about, just write invite below and I'll send you that special invite after today's training. But if you're on here for today's exercise call, we're about to dive in. If you are watching live, just write live or replay below. Live, obviously, if you're watching now. Replay, if you're watching this later in the day. This really helps other people in the group get to see this because it ultimately promotes the post so that everyone else in the group gets to see this more often. So you're just helping me out a little bit there for me to give this free content to you guys. All right. So today we're going to go through the exercise shifts if you're over 40. If you're noticing that your body's not responding like it used to, you're doing either a whole lot of exercise or you're not sure where to start because your body's just not feeling like it used to, then I'm going to take you through some subtle adjustments that really get in the way of so many people and simply, quite honestly, making it harder than it needs to be. We're going to go through an awareness of what you need to focus on more from an exercise perspective over 40, what is the right type of exercise that you should be doing, what are the key thought processes around how to make the most of your time. If you've only got 10 minutes or 20 minutes to get the most out of exercise, what should that look like? And then lastly, I'm going to give you an example of what this looks like as a step towards priming muscles to really make the most of movement. So if you stay to the end, I'm actually going to give you access to a free download of our entire what we call activation series, really to get your body primed for exercise, whether that's in the gym, that's outside doing any sort of exercise, to really start with the most effective and safest way to get your body working. All right, so stay around to the end and I'll send that through to you as well. All right, so where I want to start today is an awareness of a concern, I guess, that many of us have around the type of exercise that we should be doing as we get older. And a conversation that we seem to have quite a lot regularly is people that were doing weight training tend to lean away from it, or if they're doing heavy weights, they start to go a bit lighter. And we have this concern of we need to start going lighter as we get older. In a very real way, the requirement of stimulus on the muscle as we get older simply increases, i.e. we need to do it more often, or we need to have a higher level of reason to maintain a level of muscle mass. Otherwise, we notice that there's a certain wastage. Now, to give you an awareness of what the three main ideas or indicators of aging are, is walking speed, grip strength, and muscle mass. All three ultimately coming down to a level of strength. When we look at it through that lens, you start to understand that unless it's something that you focus on, we start to get weaker, our range of mobility gets less, and we notice that we start to creak and pop and joints aren't as happy as they used to be. So our requirement for a level of movement and contraction specifically is increased as we get older. So where I'm going with this is if you are doing any form of exercise, you're mountain biking, you're running, you're getting active with your kids or your friends on the weekend, the requirement to do those things for as long as possible is why I'm having this conversation. You don't need to love weight training, but I feel that a level of muscle contraction is going to be beneficial for you to be able to do the things you love in life for as long as possible. And this is something we've seen with our own clients time and time again, where weight training doesn't necessarily need to be something they love. But if they enjoy it enough to really create a routine around it, they're able to keep those key anchors in their week, and they notice how much of a difference that makes when they go for a surf or a mountain bike, or they simply get out of their office chair. They feel like their body's still functioning. And if you're feeling those signals from your body where things are a bit achy or feeling a bit older than they should be, then this can be a really good place to start if you're not already weight training. If you are already weight training, one of the key shifts that I want to go through with today's training and the activation series that I want to give you access to is the shift from simply more movement to more contraction, right? There is a significant problem in the weight training space, and walking into any gym around the world, you'll start to see that 80 to 90% of people have no idea what they're doing. They are simply lifting a dumbbell up and down and counting to 10. When we start to tune into what our body's really doing, and we talk about this throughout all of the topics of health, whether it's sleep, nutrition, training, mindset, all of these things, it's a quality over quantity goal. When we look at how we're going to optimize movement, it needs to be a case of what are we trying to optimize for, right? And if the goal is improved energy, it's improved body composition, then we need to create a level of stimulus in the muscle in order to create or elicit a response. If we're simply lifting a weight up and down, our body naturally is going to disperse that weight over as many muscles as possible in order to get the job done, right? That's a natural survival mechanism in order to make an exercise easier to do it for as long as possible. We are naturally designed to continue to load the muscles that are strongest. And the reason I emphasize this so much is if you're someone that's very sedentary and you sit down a lot for work, or the other end where you're a farmer or you're in an active role where you're using your shoulders and your arms a lot, you're going to have natural strengths that come through, imbalances and everything in between, where your body naturally is going to disperse weight typically onto your shoulders or your quads, typically become the muscles that most people are very strong in. Unless we get an awareness of how to contract a muscle, and when we are moving, there is an in-tune focus and flow with what that muscle is actually feeling, significant difference to the inputs and stimulus that the muscle will get. The byproduct of this is we start to get much better response in a much shorter time frame with workouts. Plus, we get less injuries because we're taking the time to add more tension on the muscle, which means we're not dispersing it across multiple joints and the joint itself. Hey, I hope you're really enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick second to say, please reach out to me on social media. Some people worry about interrupting me or sending me emails, but I love to hear how these podcasts and videos are impacting you and what future
content you'd really like to hear. So if you could reach out to me and let me know how this podcast has helped or what you'd like us to dive into, that'd be amazing, and we'll make sure that we bring the most relevant content to you moving forward. Also, if you know someone that you think this could really impact and benefit, they could listen to on their morning walk or their commute or when they're in the kitchen, then it'd be amazing if you can tag them in a post or simply share this on Spotify or wherever else you listen with them. It makes a massive difference in making sure that we can serve and help as many people as we can. All right, let's get back to the episode. Awesome to have you here.
All right, so when we look through weight training, the first concern here was, should I be weight training as I get older? The answer there is yes. And as we get older, we should continue to lean more towards weight training as a way to keep us strong, fit, and healthy and able to do the things we want to do. When we do weight training, or if we already have been weight training for a while and you're noticing that your body's complaining, it's not a sign to stop weight training. It's a sign to do it properly. It's a quality over quantity conversation. Looking at this through the lens of muscle contraction rather than just movement. When we do that, we get a significant improvement with how the body operates. Now, the second part that I want to go through is an awareness that if you're a busy professional, business owner or otherwise, getting an awareness of how weight training becomes an asset to your work and your business. For me, it shifted a switch inside my brain of how to get motivated to exercise, quite honestly. If you're someone who's busy and you've got tons of things to do, it's so easy to put exercise to the side as something that is something I'll do later, or it doesn't need to be done today because it doesn't feel beneficial to the tasks of the day. It's something that we want to keep up regularly, but sometimes it feels like it shouldn't be done now. The shift for me that really changed the game here was realizing that me front-loading my bucket allowed me to have more to give in the day. What I mean by that is when I'm able to choose my challenge or choose some level of exercise or tuning in for me, I was able to tolerate a lot more stress, focus, and be more productive throughout the day because I chose that stress. Now, this is a conversation we've had over the last couple of weeks through this series where we talk about stress not being a level but a threshold. And in a very real way, that weight training becomes one of the best avenues in order to create that stimulus and increase that threshold. Now, the question I need to ask is if you're not currently weight training, adding in weight training is a great way to increase that threshold. A short bout of exercise, muscle contraction, power coming through can significantly improve that threshold to the rest of your day if you're doing it correctly. If you're someone who is not seeing your body respond and you're training more and more and you're doing a lot of group classes or spin classes and things that feel like it actually drains your energy and tends to slow you down, then you're actually lowering that threshold. So again, this is something that needs to be had a conversation around your sweet spot. Is this something that's building you up or breaking you down? Exercise is a controlled stress. It is very much a stress, but it's a case to what level can you tolerate that? When we're able to manage this version of muscle contraction, we have a structure that allows us to get in and out of the gym or home gym in a way that allows us to feel like we got our energy up, we got some muscles working, we feel like we're standing taller and we get into our day rather than feeling like it's something that we drained afterwards or we finished the day off and we don't really have any energy afterwards. So if you feel like you're in that position on an exercise front, shifting towards an awareness of how can I make this exercise more effective to my goal, i.e. having high energy and being productive throughout the day. If you're doing workouts over 30 to 40 minutes and you don't feel like they're effective, this is probably something that needs to be addressed a little bit more. What's the structure of your workout? What are you thinking of during your workout? Or are you just lifting things up and down or looking at an instructor? When we bring an awareness back to our body and the difference between yours and my body from a structural standpoint will be different. So how we squat, how we do a bench press, all of these things will change, but when we look at through the level of muscle contraction and movement, that really has to be the first place to start. So what I'm going to do to hit this one home for you before I give you access to the activation series is simply give you an awareness of the difference between running and weight training. Now, if you're doing running for mental health and that sort of release from the day, I absolutely understand that. And keeping those in as a nice anchor for you to look forward to is fantastic, right? It allows you to get the more out of your day. And that's kind of the whole point of this conversation. However, if you want to make sure that you enjoy those runs, your knees aren't complaining, and you can do that long term, again, weight training can be a really nice way to make sure you can do them longer. But the difference here is if your goal is to drop some body fat, for example, and you start running, you'll notice that when you start running, you're able to drop some body fat initially because it's a really new stimulus on the body if you haven't done it before. But if you've done that for more than two or three months, you'll notice that this is something that you get better at running, but your opportunity to, or your ability to drop body fat through running becomes greatly diminished. Ultimately, because unless you run harder, you run faster, and you continue to build that progression at the same level of stimulus, that's the only reason that your body would actually change. Whereas on the flip side, if we did the same thing with weight training, initially, we're really figuring out what's happening. We're trying to create some stability in the muscle. And sometimes this is where a lot of people never get past this point. They feel awkward. They don't feel like they know what to focus on. They think other people in the gym are looking at them. And this is the part that we never get past. And I think the only way to get good is to be willing to be bad first, right? Just a bit of a side tangent, but really important to get through that space of just exploring how the body works. If the limbs are in the wrong place, you don't know what's happening with the shoulder. That's a space where we really start to feel in tune with our body and being able to get through that first stage of learning a new skill, just like riding a bike. But the important part that I want to hit home with weight training is as we get better at weight training, our ability to drop body fat and increase the stimulus to the muscle, therefore the response to either drop body fat or build muscle, actually improves, right? Because as we get better, we are building the skill of being able to contract individual muscles better rather than simply dispersing the load over multiple muscles. So not only does our risk of injury go down as we get stronger, we're also able to increase our capacity to drop body fat or improve that stimulus to a muscle. Now, what we see here in comparison is weight training, we start doing them longer and further, and we seem to get less and less results out of running for fat loss. Whereas for weight training, we can start to get better and better from a muscle contraction point that we can maybe even be doing 20-minute workouts and getting more of a response than some people do in an hour of running, right? That's the power in weight training. And when you fall in love with the fact that it saves you time, you get a better response and allows you to do the things in your life. For me personally, that's why I like weight training over running. Now, if I enjoy a run on the weekend, or I do a game of soccer or something there where I'm adding in that activity level that really allows us to feel alive, I know that I have that backing of weight training allowing me to respond and feel good long term. So if you're someone who's feeling tired, run down, a little bit heavy, your body just feels older than it should be, and you're not currently weight training, or you're not getting a response to weight training like you should, then getting an awareness of muscle contraction, starting in that space of exploring the ability to isolate muscles rather than just lift heavier weights, is a significant place of focus and confidence that you can build that will really have a ripple effect in every area of your life. And if you want to get an awareness of what this looks like from a real applicable place to start, whether you've been weight training for years or if this is brand new, I think the best place you could possibly start is something called Activations. And we built out a full free series here for you to actually try for yourself, whether training from home or a gym. Becomes a really simple way to tune into the muscle, be able to really hone into how your body feels, and start the workout in the right way, priming the muscles to really make the most of the workout. If that's something you'd like to have access to, then simply comment below Activations and I'll send this through. If you're listening to this on podcast or you're watching on YouTube, then we'll add a link in the show notes as well so that you can access this training as well. I hope today's training allowed to give you some insight into why weight training should be a key anchor as we start to move into our mid-40s and 50s and beyond. This significantly will shift your ability to do the activities and exercises that you love well into your later years. I can tell you right now, I've done these movements and this version of weight training with significant amount of weight into our clients' 60s, 70s, and even 80s. If we can keep the contraction of muscles working for as long as possible, we significantly improve our body's response or stimulus to the muscle. And it comes back to the classic saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. And the best way to use it is in that weight training environment to wake some muscles up. So I hope today was helpful. I hope you're having an incredible week so far. We have a workshop for our clients up in Auckland this week. We've got 40 clients flying in from all over Australia and New Zealand, which would be amazing. So we will have some new footage of this, this very topic coming through over the next couple of weeks as well that I'm excited to share with you as well. So hope you're having an incredible week. Like I said at the start, if you're wanting to look at what this might look like to actually have us in your corner, walk you through that entire structure for you personally, comment invite below and I'm going to send you through a full overview of what our program looks like and you can decide from there if you feel that this is a good fit. Otherwise, if you simply want access to their Activations training for now, then comment Activations below and we'll get that one sent through. Hope you have an amazing rest of your week. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.